Arriving in the here and the now. Deliberately bringing mindfulness front and center. The felt sense of being mindful, intentionally being mindful. Intention in this moment, how we're meeting this moment, here, now, arriving. The felt sense of the wholesomeness of our motivation. We know we're wanting to have choice, to be able to see what is suffering and what's not suffering, which is very confusing and often hard to do, as the Buddha repeatedly pointed out. And then to realize that we have the choice to choose non-suffering. Such an astounding realization, to really believe that, to really know it deep in the bones. And then to have the strength of faith to have the resolve to choose non-suffering. And it starts so simply with arriving into the present moment. Can you feel the wholesomeness? It's like we're cleaning out the pipes through our motivation. We're rinsing the inside, soothing, filtering, like you would comb an animal's fur and get out the knots. The untangling is beginning right here. Your felt sense, the immediacy of the felt sense of showing up, so satisfying. We feel present. But present not contracted, but present as opening, that movement, being in the movement, moving towards the knowing, is not a contracting, but an opening. The immediacy of this moment. How refreshing to just be available for it. Available, available. Available to know the moment, to receive the experience of this moment in a way that is encouraging, creating the conditions for clarity. Mindfulness all around. We're standing under this moment as it pours into us through all the sense gates, like standing under a waterfall. And we're available to know this moment just as it is. Sometimes this available as a felt sense brings with it a little bit of relaxation. It can be in the skull or in the jaw area or in the belly or the kind of the whole skeleton relaxes. Available here and now. And that available gives us space of experience, spaciousness around our experience, because the moment is available to us. Therefore, we can know in immediacy of the moment, what I term real time, this immediate moment, the experience, we can recognize it and have a wise relationship to it. And we know we're doing this for this reason. We're very clear on our motivation. And it's a very felt sense, this being available. Sometimes it can have more emphasis on the heart than on the mind. Ajahn Suchito would over and over again say in his retreats, it's really the heart that gets liberated, isn't it? We're available. We're available to our own life experience, not from the storyline, not only from the storyline, but from the empowerment of this moment. When we're available, we are so empowered. Empowered to recognize the possibility of choice and the ability to make choice. We are able to dance with life. Oh, man. All that doing, all that rushing around to fix it all. We'll start here. We'll just be with what is. And then we'll have a wise response when we have clarity as to what's a wise response. Feeling the choice we have in relating to our own experience, our own karmic experience. This inward staying, when not going out to objects, this inward staying, I mean objects of the mind, not going out to objects of the mind, but inward staying in the felt sense of available. Motivated by protecting the mind from wandering off to getting enchanted with that which is not helpful. we align. We align also to inspire, to give us energy, to give us vision, to uplift the sense, a more refined energy, a more refined energetic experience when we are available and aligned. And so we align. Whatever stirs your heart that's protective. The Brahma Viharas. Just metta. Metta. The idea, the inspiration of kindness, a kind attitude towards yourself and all others. That you aspire to this possibility, and it's uplifting. It brings the mind into a more refined state. And the same with Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha. Aligning, aligning, aligning. Gentle, gentle. Not a concept, but a connecting that's got a felt sense, that's got heart in it. It's aspirational. It's not that you can suddenly be that which you aspire, but it is directionally aligned. Your attention is flowing in this way that is helpful, that's skillful, that is wholesomely motivated. It's your nature. It's your nature. Naturally arising. There comes a moment when you feel aligned. It may be very energetic. It might be some feeling in the chest, or it's a mental recognition, or it's a whole softening in the face. And there is this knowing of aligned and now available, aligned. You are still available. This is a refined form of being available. Absence of judging and comparing and fixing. As best I am able, is like a soft background truth. Being so protective without drawing attention to itself. The mind collects and unifies. Nobody's in a hurry. Nobody has anywhere to go. Aligned and available as the moment unfolds. Presence, presence. As the mind settles in the experience of available and aligned, we experience the groundedness. We are inward staying. It may be very brief, it may be tentative, it may fluctuate. Don't get seduced by saying, is this it? It's it as best we're able. And that's good enough. If you feel your own presence, you might smile. Knowing's knowing, knowing. Delightful. Unentangled knowing. Welcome to stay here for the entire sit. This first ground. For those who wish, turning to the body in a very gentle way, what's turning? Our capacity of attention is now turning. The spotlight of attention is lighting up the experience of the physical body, utilizing physical body consciousness. You may be aware of the body as a whole, sort of its energetic nature before we even get started. We will come back to that. Maybe it's the postures. Sitting, lying down. You're inside the experience of the posture. Maybe it's the different parts that make up a body, the different components, and your aggregated nature, your compounded nature of the physical body can be felt. And there's ease. Feeling the earth element in the body. Feeling the earth element specifically in the pelvic bowl, the flesh, skin, flesh, to the pelvic bones. Flowing from the pelvic bones to the upper leg bones, the femur. The two lower leg bones and the knee in between. This earth element, it's not the only element. All the elements are in the body. So we are just separating this, noticing out. This is skillful means. We are residing in the wholeness of the experience, not just its separate aspects, but through the separate aspects we get to a more awake experience of the body and of everything else. inviting the earth element to rest on earth. This might affect the breath, might affect the ease in the mind. There could be a feeling of the electricity of the body. Something could change in the ear pressure, in the third eye area. Still, steady, quiet. This second ground. Reliable. As we feel the stillness of the earth element and invite the knowing of the wind element, the stillness of attention is just gently moved over. So the knowing is so still. As the wind object arises with all of its changing moments, little micro moments, it's a felt sense of the wind element of the breath. Receiving the breath, not doing the breath. Allowing the breath to breathe us. Felt sense, felt sense. In this stillness, reflect for a moment, if you will, doing inquiry meditation. The Venerable Sumedho would often do inquiry with the monastics. What is the nature of this movement? What's required? What is it really that we're feeling? The breath is movement. Movement requires energy. So the breath is a manifestation of that energy. And a support of it. It is literally the breath of life. utilizing a different dimension of consciousness, we can feel directly that aliveness. This is termed a vital body consciousness. In our steadiness of mind, our quiet mind, we can start to experience using this aspect of consciousness, our own aliveness. For some, it may be a roaring experience, quite strong. Others, it's very quiet. It's just being recognized. I can feel my own aliveness. I can feel life force in this fathom-long body. This kind of consciousness, this aspect, dimension, capacity of consciousness registers this. We just don't often pay attention. Our inward staying allows us this space, this non-reactive mind state that can feel this aliveness. The aliveness you're experiencing in the fathom-long body. The aliveness of mind, the aliveness of heart, the aliveness of the cells, the blood pumping through the body, feeling the chi, the prana. Aliveness is like a wave, tingling, vibrating, washing into shore and away. This rhythm of aliveness. Mind spacious, not thoughts about. But just staying in the felt sense. Consciousness alive in this fathom-long body, awareness embodied, not going anywhere, inward staying. This knowing with through the mindfulness up front and center and all the surround. We can discover the felt sense of awakeness, that our mindfulness has an awakening quality, so that we're present, awakening as in present. This kiss of life that awakens us. So we're present. We're awake to our own aliveness and to the capacities of the physical and the vital dimensions of consciousness. It's not going anywhere. I'm not trying to go somewhere. This quiet aliveness. This aliveness that has choice, choice in relation to its behavior, choice in relation to what's contemplated, choice into what's related, how it's related to. So we're awake to the objective experience of how the hands are touching something. To how the jaw feels. But we're awake to the subjective experience. Aliveness is such a subjective experience. It's like this kind of right brain experience, the subjectivity, the uniqueness, the almost artistic knowing, the poetic knowing, the subjective knowing, the subtle knowing of our own aliveness. Without having to go to concept, we're going with the felt sense of the capacity itself. So satisfying. Just a hint is enough. Even a hint of a hint. This is Buddha knowing the Dhamma. Feel the availability, this subjective availability, this knowing, available and aligned, the mind naturally collects and unifies. Nobody did it. Nobody's doing it. It's not a doing at all. It's allowing what is innate to take form, manifestation. Is it always quiet? Is it always steady? No. It will come and go. Maybe not even for days, but eventually it changes because all things are in Nietzsche. But we can be grounded. And have this deliberate access that steadies, at least for now, that quietens, that stills. The brain likes it. It nourishes. It's like a releasing, a relaxing, letting go that which is not ours anyway.